Hey, this is John Ortberg. This has been such a gift. Today is our final day together on this journey. Can't believe it. It has been a wonderful 14 days, and I'm grateful. You were made to count. Of course, not just for 2 weeks, but for a lifetime. God made you to make a difference in the world. And not just that, He put in you a hunger, a gnawing drive for significance, a purpose. That's an essential part of your identity, what it means to be a person made in God's image. What it means to have been given dominion to exercise. We are all to be, in that sense, kings or queens working for the creation of the good in partnership with God. He's got this great project. That's a great thing. Now, that drive for significance certainly gets messed up by our egos, but underneath it, it's good. And I hope you carry that deeply with you. I want to too. And I thought it'd be very good for us to end today by talking about how we pursue this drive to matter together with God in prayer so that we can rely on His power and His Spirit tangibly to be with us and to lead us. So I thought it would be wonderful to read together a few words about prayer. First, from an author, Anne Lamott, her book, Help, Thanks, Wow, is a book about prayer. Those are her three basic prayers: help, thanks, and wow. She says most of her prayers fit into those categories. I think one of the best definitions that I know about prayer is it's talking with God about what we're doing together. Because if I'm not doing things together with God, then prayer becomes not sustainable or impossible, or it only comes up when I have a need and I want to have help as though God were an ATM. So Anne writes about why it can be very helpful to get to the end of our rope. There can be a great freedom in hitting bottom. Dallas Willard used to say, God's address is at the end of my rope.com. Anne Lamott says, in seeing that you will not be able to save or rescue your child or spouse or parents or career, it comes as kind of a relief in admitting, I've reached the place now of great unknowing. This is where healing and restoration begins. Because if you're still in the state of trying to fix the unfixable, then everything bad gets engaged. The chatter of your mind, the tension in your body, all of the baggage that you carry from the past, it's exhausting. That's the first great prayer, talking to God about what we're doing together. Help me walk through this. I don't pray for God to do this or for God to do that or for specific outcomes. And then Anne also writes about how she was not raised to pray. Maybe you were not. Maybe for some of us who were, we can feel like prayer is kind of an obligation, or prayer can turn into people something where they feel like they got to do it to get a spiritual merit badge from God. It's very interesting to read someone like Anne, who was raised to believe that people who prayed were ignorant. It was like voodoo, she said, like asking an invisible old man to intervene. She said she was raised to think about God as Santa Claus. She said God was, the way that she was raised, the reason for the most large-scale suffering in history, like the Crusades and the Inquisition. Therefore, to pray was to throw your lot in with Genghis Khan and with Tamada, which was the name of their huge orange cat, and with steak handlers, instead of the beautiful John Coltrane, William Blake, Billie Holiday. My parents worship, she wrote, at the Church of the New York Times. And we bowed down before our antique hi-fi cabinet, which held the Ark of the Covenant, Miles Davis, and Thelonious Monk albums. However, what she came to realize was, in spite of the way that she was raised, somehow, somebody, everybody, prays in some ways, reaches out beyond themselves, wants to wish, wants to hope, wants to dream, wants to bless, wants to influence. We can't help doing this. There's a quote from the theologian N.T. Wright who says, our prayers range sometimes from a howl into the abyss, sometimes to a gentle whisper, as intimate as the quiet conversation between two friends or a parent and a child. So, this is a day to pray. Maybe today you need to howl into the abyss, or maybe you need a gentle whisper. Sometimes gratitude only comes when we bring before God the burdens on our hearts. So now we're invited into living prayer. Now, all of us have experienced its opposite, which is dead prayer, dull and tedious. And the main reason for that is because I think I'm praying the way that I am supposed to pray about things. I think I'm supposed to pray about, rather than actually talking with God about what is alive and electric and deep and current in my soul. Frank Laubach, a great master of the spiritual life, said one time, if you are weary of your tedious devotional life, probably God is weary of it too. So don't make this tedious. Right now, bring whatever is most alive inside you. If you need to howl, howl. If you need to whisper, whisper. God is with you. What most weighs on your heart, no matter how trivial or embarrassing it might seem, what is that dream you have? Maybe for that impact at work, your family, your relationship. Tell it to God right now. Invite God to go with you and to work together on whatever it is that you are working on today. Here's the prayer. You pray this right now. God, I ask right now that you would help me make a difference today. Help me see what it is that you want to do through me. Help me to make this day count. That's my prayer for you. And I am very honored at getting to run this journey with you. If you'd like to hear more, if you want to stay in touch, you can do that through becomenew.com. God bless you. Make it count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.